Our training from this, I can, is of two types. One is on the job, practical training, showing how it is done. One is classroom style, where you can do more motivational training. One is task oriented, one is subject oriented. So process of training becomes important. That also from the nature of employees which you are going to train, it will become important. Please remember, hospitality, the manager needs to know himself how to do, if he's a housekeeping supervisor, he should know how to make a bed himself. He should know what chemicals are used where. All that has to be taught also, no? He should not be able to forget. Refreshers needs to be conducted. And all that leads to ensuring that the employees are working towards one common goal, which is the organizational goal. So you have to create a performance management process. So all this is a very important aspect. What are the benefits? If I have trained somebody to do tasks and I have trained the person thoroughly, my performance output from that person should increase. I should get higher productivity. Because he's trained. He's not searching for what to do. I should, if I have done motivational exercises and other aspects and I have given him all the encouragement, I should get better organizational client. What does that in turn do? Makes my supervision of the tasks and of the employee lesser, giving the employee a lot more freedom and responsibility. It prevents manpower obsolescence. Employee, because he is trained and things, can come up with ideas, will come up with solutions where you can't think of them. So it economizes my operations. Trained employee performs better, always economizes our operations. We will ensure accidents don't happen. The guy is not a trained employee, is not going to take a chemical straight in his hand, which way when he requires to wear gloves. We'll know specifically if the housekeeping guy is cleaning the floor and with a wet mop and it's wet, we'll know to put the wet, the signages. So it'll prevent accidents. It'll definitely improve. Quality is something which gets improved because the person is trained, has developed skills. And because you constantly train the person, keep investing in the person and keep training the person, you're creating greater loyalty. Because the person is internally growing and externally growing because of the training. And because you're training the person, your future personnel needs get taken care of. So, training the person, you're able to retain the person. Because you're able to retain the person, your future personnel needs gets taken care of. You're not spending too much time just taking interviews. And you're standardizing the process, the procedures. Because unless you don't train an employee in your standard, the employee is going to use the standard which he knows. So standardization of a process happens. A hierarchical development also happens. So there are vast benefits of training because of that. Employee training becomes a specialized training function. I mean, it's a key aspect of the operations. Human resource department is the backbone. It trains, it motivates, it creates all these aspects. It helps the person grow, it helps the organization grow. It's a cost center. But it's also a money-making center because it indirectly affects the entire organization. So even resource training becomes an integral part. If you don't train a person, the person will not have much desire to stay for long in your organization. A trained person, a well-trained person will give you better output. You make sure your output increases, your organization functions properly. So training becomes a very important aspect in personal development. What does training do? What does personal development do? I mean, it does personal development. The person is being trained constantly, motivated constantly, counseled constantly. You are developing the person. You are creating a self-awareness awareness of the person. Person is getting self-aware. You are creating self-knowledge of the person. The person is able to identify. Person is able to realize his dreams, identify with his dreams, you look at his own talent, use his talent to the very potential which he can, thereby creating, making himself a human capital, not a human burden to the organization. A human capital, allowing him to grow. When the person grows, he develops, he grows, the person grows, his quality of life improves. He goes to a higher position, gets better salary, quality of life automatically starts improving. You are tapping into his dreams and making his dreams realities, showing him the pathway to his dreams. You are taking his aspirations and developing them, and the person grows because of it. It's a circle, and it's a constant circle. Personal development is a constant circle. It's not only meant for the younger lot, it's meant for the older lot also. It's meant for any age, any group. So, personal development is a very important aspect of training. Now, like I said, there are various types of training. Initial training when a person gets employed in an organization is the induction or orientation, which again are two types. We discussed this earlier in this chapter. What are the two types? One is property specific, one is role specific. So induction and orientation training. Then there is on the job training. Where you're training on the job, you're training about the job. So person improves in the skill sets which he requires for the job. So job training. Then there is promotional training, where you're training the person so that the person can get promoted. You're making him ready to be at the higher level. So training the person for succession planning, promotional training, and there is refresher training, which has to be done periodically for the person to keep refreshing himself, get himself more accustomed, keep perfecting what he does. Then there are apprentices, which your hotel may take. So apprentice training which is required, that's specific. And then there may be college trainees, internships which will be happening. So you have to do internship training. Like I said earlier also, both old and new employees throughout their stay in the organization need to be constantly trained. Constant training is very important. Who said an Indian chef cannot cook Chinese? Who said a Chinese chef should not cook Indian? Maybe specialized in one but should know the other two. Who said no one said a captain cannot become a general manager one day? There are a wide amount of examples. A.B. Kerkar of Taj fame earlier started his career as a captain. He became the MD of Taj before it. So that would not have been possible if the right environment was not given, right training was not given, right motivation was not given. A lot of people, I myself joined as a management trainee, landed up being vice president of operations. Not have been possible. So, constant training and constant development is very important. For people who are both been there for a long period of time and who are new employees, you need to constantly train people. Very, very important aspect. Selecting the methods of training. First, you need to identify not only the nature of the problem area, nature of the training which you desire to do for the natural outputs which you require. Then you also have to look at the level where the training is. Level is waiter level, front office assistant level, room boy level. The level, very important. The ability of the trainee is level for the trainee to retain what type of method will, which will use. Hold his interest. The group of people who are there, if you are going to take room boys and start talking about strategizing, he is not going to have any interest. You have to then first take the room boy to a supervisory level. You can't talk about sales and marketing to a room boy. Start from there. So you have to. You won't be able to hold his interest. So you have to ensure that your method which you apply and the training topic holds the interest of the people you are training, who your target trainees are. Then you have to ensure you have the right trainers also, competent. It's very easy to say I am training and get anyone to do a training session. So the person does not know how to teach. How is he going to be able to train? And training costs money, so you have to have the right finances. You have to have the financial support to train. So availability of your own finances for training. What are the budgeting in your department? Is budget left? That will also say that I need a 20-year experience trainer or do I need a 5-year experience trainer? The finances will define who's going to train also. Then you have to have the time. It's a 24/7, 365 days a year job. So you'll have to ensure that the training happens at the time which least affects the department. Off-season is the preferred time for training exercises and training this. And that does not mean you don't do any training in during season. So the time has to be taken out. It has to be carefully, meticulously planned with departments. It should not affect the work. It should not affect the customer. It should have a positive effect. So you have to carefully plan different types of training for different employees at different levels at different times. It's a year-long exercise. A larger hotel holds thousands of workers. It's different. It's an exercise which constantly happens. Once you've done all the training, you have to evaluate. You have to evaluate what the context you did the training in. You have to evaluate the input which you've given the employees. How effective is it? Did you use the right people for the right topic? Were the right employees used trained for the right topic? You're training someone on a topic the guy maintains the pool. He may want to become a housekeeper one day, so you're going to train him to become a housekeeper, but you're training him in front office. unless you've seen potential in him in that area, the context is completely wrong. So you have to take a context. What is the input you've given? Where, which is the base which you've taken the person from? You have to evaluate. You're taking a waiter and training him from the base of a supervisor will not work. So your input has to be evaluated also. And then all of that outcome. Is the person more motivated? Has his job performance improved? Has he learned something new? What is the feedback which you're getting? So you have to evaluate. The entire, is the manager telling you, yeah, thanks for training him, he's performing better. His attitude has changed. He's doing well. He's mentally now stronger. So evaluation is a very important aspect of training. If you don't evaluate, then it's a process which is done in futility. When I say that, I mean you spend the money, you spend the time, you've done all the entire process. But you've not evaluated whether it has helped or not. And you'll probably repeat the same mistake again. If you don't evaluate, you won't correct. The evaluation of your input will tell you, yeah, I should not have done this topic, I should have done that topic. Your evaluation of your outcome will tell you whether it was successful or can it be even better. So evaluation is a very important aspect. So how do you evaluate for the employee's benefit? You see what the newly acquired skill and the skill which was defined by the goals of the training exercise. Your goal of your training exercise is the person should be able to make a bike. Now you've trained the person, but is the person being able to actually use your training and make a bike? Take a small task. Can be anything, but this is a task. So goal of your training was to train him to make a bike. So you trained, but the person didn't learn. So there are one or two things which have happened there. Either the trainer has not been able to motivate the person to learn, or the person is just not interested. Or your training method of you've taken a PPT and showed him via PPT, you've actually not done it in short term, not made him practice it. So a training method also could be wrong. So it's very important for evaluation. And training not only develops the human being, the employee, but also develops the organization. All this is always done for the betterment of the organization. But never forget that the betterment, if the company looks at, the hotel looks at the betterment of the employee, it is always looking at the betterment of the organization together. Goes hand in hand. With that, I would like to end this portion of and say thank you very much.